Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Hey guys, welcome.
I'm so uncomfortable.
To another episode of Horrible Decisions. I do be out of breath, and I don't know if it's
actually, if you started like that, I think the views would go crazy.
See, right? You don't want, we can't keep, start doing that every other week. You moaned and I moaned and you moaned and I moaned. You don't want to do that. Welcome, y'all. Welcome to another episode.
I feel like I was just in a threesome that I didn't ask to be a part of.
That got recorded.
You know when you're at someone's house and they start fucking in the other room and you're like, oh no. That's what I feel like just happened.
This would be a terrible threesome.
Wait, that's how you are? If someone's fucking in another room, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I feel like this is so unconsensual.
Wow.
Like, if I'm staying at someone's house and then they start fucking, I'm like...
If you're staying at someone's house, it's unconsensual for them to have sex in their own house because you're there, bro?
Yeah, don't do it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, I don't want to hear it. I wouldn't do that if someone was staying at my house. I'm going to make you very comfortable.
I ain't going to hold you. I done told you. Baby, I was fucking this morning off of someone else's alarm.
Came 10 times.
Listen, not only did I come 10 times.
Did she have to knock on the door to say bye, Mandy?
Oh, no, the door was wide open. And so she was just packing her luggage as I was fucking, legs in the fucking air.
Nice.
Oh, nah.
Medina, let me know when you need your Uber card, sis. I'm a little active right now. I want to make sure I give you a hug before you leave.
Nah.
No, what do you mean? Nah, it's my house, my bills, my man is there. I'm going to fuck him. I don't care who's in my house.
We know. You'd have him on the floor. Tell the story to
no,
the people.
No, bro. Listen.
Mandy told us this.
Because
should we save it for Patreon?
You were hella shady.
Ooh. I wasn't shady. I was judging.
Okay.
What is the difference? Can I see what's
shady
the difference?
Shady is when you're like passive aggressive. I was being honest about like...
You were being honestly judging.
You don't think that there's two differences? Shady,
between shade and
shady is when it's
judgy?
Like, oh, do you think that was... kind of you, like
you did.
No, I was like, Mandy, that would make me uncomfortable. Like, I feel like I was very open about this.
Well,
let's explain
if y'all know, because what y'all can do is become a patron. Go on over to patreon.com/horrible decisions, and I did just have a threesome where my man got into his dom ways and made the third sleep on the floor. So
this was on our town hall episode. If you need to go run and find it for $5 a month. Because I would pay for that too.
It was great. He is a dom. He's very masculine. And mm-hmm. we ended up just being with someone who could be a little bit more subby than me. And because we communicated the whole time. And when I guess he felt like he could really dom her. A threesome is not good when the third spends the night on a queen bed. And so I was claustrophobic, bitch, because this was my friend I brought in.
You
this
don't explain
nigga.
It to us, sis. You have a couch.
I do have a couch, which is why I went to the couch. And my man came and got me off the, bitch, go to Patreon. You're making me say too much, okay?
No, no, anyway. No. We want your $5 so bad.
No, but yeah, go to Patreon. We share a lot over there.
So we did want to talk at the top of this episode, though. I made a note for it, like, about Patreon. I really want to discuss this. So a lot of things with Horrible Decisions have changed in the last year. If you listen via audio, you may hear more advertisements. There are a lot of guests. We are a guest-based pod. We always have been. We are starting to see differences with the solo episodes. And as long as we're happy and getting along, we're going to give you more. Isn't
bitch,
that right?
Wow. And you done told me you can't record one in 2 weeks. We got to still get along for another 2 weeks.
But
I was really like, hey, we just talked on the phone. We should really go to the studio like tomorrow and get some episodes knocked out. And she was like, well, I'm busy. I'm recording a documentary. And
oh, wow. Excuse
she was
me.
Like, then my other co-host is coming and we're potting 2 weeks straight. I don't have time for you.
I never said
she
that.
She said, I'll holler at you in May. Hopefully we're still getting along.
No,
then.
Wow. I just meant like.
That's for yeah, Ed. And
Mandy,
that's how
you
I
didn't
get
even want.
To,
I wanted to have Donnell Rawlings on the show. You were like, I'm doing my boxes. I said,
busy,
Mandy,
bro.
Let's do some shit. Okay, well, I was busy next
Here's
week.
The difference, though. She hit me and was like, can you get to Canal Street in 2 hours? Bro. This is Weezy. Weezy hits me up literally last minute all the time and expects me to drop. I don't know if this is what she do with her niggas, but at the drop of a dime, she want me to not have a life and be like, Weezy, y'all be right there.
So I guess we're going to be having a guest next week because there's an issue. When you do see the thing is, you don't want to do any, even in the morning, you don't want to do
anything. Because we record for 3 hours.
So Eddie lives in LA. He's coming to literally do that every day.
Right.
So I was like, it's not fair to horrible fans. You know when you're exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
So
this shit really be tiring and people don't know.
It's because you...
It's because of what?
That this shit really be tiring. Look, y'all are going to get what you asked for. Mandy called me drunk the other day. And when you said it, I was so happy because I kind of agree. She got in an argument with someone and she goes, she calls me, dog, we just doing our own shit because I'm really tired of motherfuckers. I want to have Daniel on again and that's it. I'm done. And I'm like, okay, well, we do have Eddie and that's fine. But like, this is it. This is it.
Because I get sick of dealing with people. I mean, shit, in this space, we've had guests now that we don't really fuck with, and y'all can hear us talk about their asses on Patreon because we sure do.
Ooh, shit.
And we be talking shit. And you know what?
It's not even like it's a safe space.
It's not.
A safe space.
It's not, but you know what? People really be peopling out here. And it's just like, bruh, I be trying to be nice. And, you know, they just take kindness for weakness out here. And I don't be playing with these little pussy ass hoes. You feel me? I did want to start off because this is a solo episode. Can we catch up outside of business? Y'all, if y'all want to hear what we got going on in business, also join Patreon. We talk a lot about what that looks like. But what's going on, I guess, with you outside of business, love life, sex life, vacation life, download COVID party life? I don't know what you be doing.
She is a download COVID party person.
Bitch, I know.
Okay, I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all.
See,
bro. I really want to take this jacket off, but I'm not wearing a plain black top. It's a sports bra and I feel like it'll clash.
Are you dead ass?
Can I just do it?
Yes.
Okay. So the download COVID parties, right?
Oh my God.
Here's the thing.
We do not endorse them, by the way, here.
I never wanted to admit to doing this. I never thought I'd be that person.
I did.
You never thought you'd be that person?
No.
Like you wasn't like, bars are closed. I'm going to Mexico so I can be on the beach drinking.
No, I was genuinely getting depressed. That's why I moved to Mexico last year.
Oh, damn.
But like, I was like, I'm going to kill myself if we don't get sun. And then that's how we moved.
That's fair.
So basically,
it is.
The download COVID parties. Here's how I'm feeling about the sitch. As someone that I recently found out has antibodies, which makes sense because honestly, I cannot believe I haven't had COVID. And I was like, this just doesn't add up.
Let's just keep it like that.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't like I was trying to get it.
Do you
want to
knock on wood at all or just...
I don't think that's a real wood table. It's from Amazon.
Oh, that's...
But look, it can't hurt.
It can't.
On the floor.
Okay.
So, that works. The download COVID parties in New York. I went to a party the other night. Mandy, it was like Great Gatsby. I would say the address, but I'm not trying to get these niggas shut down. Because I
don't
need to go
say
back.
The address.
Basically, I go to this party. It's 5 floors. Dudes had to pay $200 to get in. Women are free. There's completely open premium bar. Dog, I went in there and I was like, oh my God, every floor is a different vibe. One was hip hop, one was some
How many
brunch.
People was on each floor, Weezy?
Look at this party. Look at this house.
Oh, this is someone's house?
No, it's like five. It's not really a house more than it's like a...
They're a playing house.
Nah, bro.
It was like a museum almost. Then... Yo, it was crazy. So there's a rooftop. Like, yo, it's amazing. So when I walked in there, I was like, oh my God, like this is the best shit I've ever seen. It was like Great Gatsby because you actually had to be dressed up to go there. People were in suits and shit. It was fire. And they really took this prohibitionary shit back into like the real world. And it's kind of real because at the same time, you know, this isn't
it's
legal.
It's not what we're supposed to be doing.
Right?
Not at all.
So obviously you can't use card there. So niggas is paying $200 to get in. But once you pay, you get the open bar. You can also get tables, bottles. There's like champagne squirting everywhere. There's like models and drugs. It honestly felt like me 3 years ago. So I was loving
it. Or you this week.
Yeah. And Alex is coming home. He's been so stressed out doing some other work. He's like, we're going to a COVID party. If I have to buy a bottle, I will. I'm like, oh my God, yes. Now, even Dave, who works here, he's our photographer. This nigga be posting shit sometimes. I be hitting up like 3 a.m. like, where you at? Where I gotta go?
See, the only place that I go to when I'm like, I really want a long night is the sex club.
See, but that's still,
I literally,
who's worse? An underground COVID party goer or a cum swapper?
They're
bro,
both terrible.
First off, the sex club, that shit just had 500 people.
Maybe
the sex club be like 20.
But you're fucking and swapping spit. I'm not
with
swapping.
With my man.
Mandy.
Did you really just pause that long? I said, my motherfucking man, bitch.
Take a drink, everybody.
Oof.
Actually, my ketchup is about that, so.
Oh. The sex party?
No.
Her
my
man.
My motherfucking man. Oh.
What did you expect, Weezy?
I don't know.
This what
oh,
we
no,
doing?
I mean in a good way. I mean
so you just
way.
Gonna sound
oh,
like
they
the
have the added talking now.
Wow. You just gonna sound like the YouTube comments on the podcast?
Oh no, what yeah. I don't care about that.
About
shit.
Me talking about my man.
Let him be mad. Who cares?
Let him be mad.
Be proud
Are you
about
serious?
Your man.
What? No, it's more so Twitter and everyone else talking like, oh my God, I thought I was listening to hoes. Why do you have a man?
Damn.
Hoes aren't supposed to have men.
I mean,
aren't they? No,
oh
I don't
God,
know. That's
like
not
your
true.
Boyfriend. Go back and suck all the dick.
Hoes could 100% have men.
A perfect
Get flued out again, please.
Is that what they sound like to you?
Whoa, 96 likes.
On what?
All caps. Mandy, stop talking about your boyfriend. We want to listen to the guest for once. On God. Yo, then someone stuck up for
Yo,
you.
Yo, watch a different channel.
They no, said, okay, she don't talk about him that much.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't. You I don't. Mean, my ketchup is about him because we're approaching our 1 year anniversary.
Hey, congratulations. Okay.
And so we did just have the conversation. And you know, man, niggas don't know shit about anniversaries. So he was like, we met in April or May. I said, nigga, don't do me because we in April now, which means you should have been preparing if you thought it was in April. But I was like, so we met on Zoom May 4th. And we actually met in person
That's
May 6th.
Scissor's birthday. May the 4th be with you.
You know, you feel me?
You nerd.
But we met on May 6th. And so I was like, you know, that means we got to do something.
What you want to do?
I don't know. I don't know what
You want to go to an underground COVID party?
No.
Hold on. Let me see where it is this week.
I actually don't. Because I have caught COVID.
Oh, your anniversary is on a Tuesday. It's a Taco Tuesday.
I'm not trying to get it again.
Yeah, you should go to a Salvation Taco. Have you ever heard of that place?
I am not going to Taco Tuesday for my anniversary.
That's fair. Yeah, don't
Bro, go. You playing me like a little bun bitch. I want to be fancy.
Okay. What is a little Whoa. Bun bitch?
Whoa.
Bum
Whoa.
Bitch.
Oh, bum bitch. I was like,
sorry, what? You guys. I'm like
Shake your bum bum. Shake your bum bum.
I'm trying to put this jacket back on without showing people the tag still on it.
Bro.
Because it doesn't fit. It just came in the
so
mail.
So why are you wearing it?
Why
I'm going to make
on?
Sure. What's the store? Because I'm going to send them a picture of you in it so you can't return the shit.
Well, they sent it to me, so I can't technically. You know, they'll send me another one, but I just wanted to wear it for this episode. So anyway, basically, Salvation Taco is like a rooftop in Midtown. And like, it's like really nice bougie vibe. You can get a bottle, but it's like tacos. But like, little upscale.
Tacos can be bougie.
Yeah, it's a bougie yeah. spot because it's like a little rooftop-y bottle popping vibe. But it's fun. Honestly, I love Mexican food, so I can't tell you that I wouldn't do
Can
fine.
I just tell you?
Barrio Chino's lit too.
How this
mezcal.
Bitch talk about, hold on. This bitch be on this motherfucking show talking about her Evian mist spray.
What's the issue?
Hold on. Let me finish. You be talking about your motherfucking 7-course meals. She be talking about, oh my God, we went to this hotel and oh my God, there were all these, they just laid out the food and I had all these meals and it was $1,000 a person. And this bitch on my anniversary is telling me, well, you should go get some tacos for Taco Tuesday. You really, am I really that ratchet to you that you just think I can't even have a nice anniversary? But she really be, yeah, I went to Paris and she talk about all the high class shit. And she want to tell me on my anniversary to go to a motherfucking Taco Tuesday.
Okay, now that I think about it.
Is that not trifling as fuck?
It is. I will give it to you.
You will give it to me.
It was honestly because I saw it on a Tuesday. Go to catch. What do you want me to say?
It is Tuesday. Really?
You see how she do me? I just wanted to call. Bro, that was real. You didn't even give me no like any of your Lux places. Ooh, I know all these places I go. In COVID, they're illegal, but let me give you
something
I
feel like
nice
Mandy was going to tell me no because of white people shit anyway.
Oh,
white people,
oh,
shit.
White people shit.
I like food. Tell me where I could go get some hamachi crudo and white people will be there. But I'm talking about the food.
Okay. Yo. You should go to.
What's the problem? What?
Oh, my God.
I like hamachi
Can
crudo.
Can I tell you how much I've grown to love Mandy even more this past week?
Why? Wait, why? What happened?
Son, she loves snacks as much as you do, bro.
Oh my God.
She loves
Oh my
snacks.
God. By
Let
the
me
way,
tell you, yo.
shout out Who's Wax.
Yes.
This man got on my live. Yo. I had just smoked. I woke up and wanted to smoke a blunt. I was feeling good. The weather was a little moody
it was a good
outside.
Day.
I
it
said,
was a moody weather.
Oh, was it moody?
Well, you know, I'm in the clouds.
Okay. I feel you.
I'm high up in the sky.
Yes, you were.
Whoa.
So, you know, anyways, I got the blunt, took the blunt out real quick. I just started talking about snacks because the bitch was high.
Okay.
I started eating this popcorn.
Nah. Did you start there?
Well, I started with the cheese and crackers.
There you go, the cheese and crackers. Shout
I was
to
thinking about you, bitch. Look, I was thinking about Weezy while I was high.
Wow.
Then I went to this popcorn that was on my fridge, right? Bitch, it was MAGA popcorn.
Are you wait, what?
It was MAGA.
I thought it was just drizzled.
Well, it was drizzled.
What made it MAGA?
It was MAGA. Bruh, it was a red bag. It was talking about being made on the backs of the blacks. No, I'm not. Close enough. I'm so bad I didn't bring the goddamn popcorn in here. It's called Indiana popcorn, though. Look up Indiana popcorn.
Let me see if it looks
racist.
It
is a red bag. Let me just read the back of the bag. Eden, can you please find the back of the bag of Indiana popcorn so I can read it for the people? And
I see it. Okay.
Read
white,
it.
Black and white drizzle.
Black and white, yes. That was the
And it's white popcorn with the black drizzle.
Yeah.
Just a sprinkle of it.
Hold on. But read the back. Can we get the back and
I'm
what?
Trying to find, oh, there you go.
It's not in high enough
there
res.
It goes.
It looks like. God.
Can you read it, Eden? Is there a way to find. I started reading this popcorn because I said, ooh, this thing kind of tastes good.
Why is it being sold for $27 on Amazon? This is a fucking crime.
It was good.
Maybe it's a big bag.
Just I don't give a fuck if the goddamn bag is.
Read
we are Popcorn Indiana, named after a town embodying timeless American spirit. We champion the American dream, good times earned by passion and hard work, because that's our story.
Hard work.
Starting from humble beginnings, we work to make the best tasting popcorn popped and grown in the U.S. of A.
You know, it just made me want to go like,
you know?
And then humble beginnings. This land was not, first off, y'all didn't work. Y'all made us work.
Right.
Y'all made my ancestors work.
Right.
You didn't work. You just sat on your little rocking chair on the porch telling everybody what
Damn,
to do.
Not on the porch.
Then humble beginnings?
Well.
You took over a land that wasn't yours.
Earned by passion and hard work.
Passion?
And hard work.
Hard work. Bitch, I read that. I said, I'll never order this shit again. Bitch, I was mad. Bitch, but this is how high I was.
Nah, time out. It doesn't end there. There was more popcorn.
Well, you talking about the purple bag.
The Boom Chicka Pop.
Boom Chicka Pop?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it? Yeah. The Boom Chicka Pop. And this is not an ad.
No, it's not an ad.
Bitch, but that shit, I put it in my mouth. Bitch, I started moaning the same way I moaned at the beginning. I was like, nah, this
she
is the
that
I'm
shit.
Talking about.
She brought out the tajin?
It's the color of the goddamn Nike outfit I'm wearing right now.
What podcaster said
it was
that,
good, bitch.
I believe it was Dean's and Zimero, but I'm not particularly sure, that when New York pizza comes to Florida, it's from ex-cops?
Wait, what?
That any pizza place that started, he said they are ex-cops that started.
It probably was Dean's and Zimero. Yeah.
And let me tell you something, dog. You remember NYPD pizza?
The fact that it was called NYPD Pizza.
And I used to tear that shit up. Well, NYPD Pizza in Metro West, let me tell you something.
I do remember.
I used to go there all the time after school. My mom would take me. And now that I think about it, it was kind of racist.
It's a little racist.
Of course it's racist. But we know you went to jail a whole lot. So that's why you probably God, really like the pizza. That's the type of pizza they served you in your cell, girl.
Let me tell you something. One of my friends is just catching up on her podcast. She lives in Australia. And she said that she was shocked at the conversation I had with you that day that I almost jumped off the stage. Or I did jump off the stage. And she says, you know, like, she was like, look, I love you. And I'm always going to side with you. She's white. And she's like, but, you know, did you really not understand what Mandy was saying when she was like, you have to think larger and you have to think about your audience and keeping everybody safe? And I was like, no. Like, I know what Mandy was saying may have been logical, but when it comes to like my mama and like just shit like that, I kind of do black out a little bit.
That's fair.
And I realize sometimes I do get to this point with a certain anger or rage where like, oh, I don't see anything anymore. Like you were saying to me like, oh, like we could have went to jail. We could have got sued. Like I don't even see it. Like there's just this like, it's gone. And I really think that's how I've been in jail. Like I don't be thinking about nothing. And when I'm such a happy person that when I actually get angry, it's like, this is it. Like, I'll never go back. You should see me around a nigga to cheat.
What does your therapist say about these things?
My therapist told me that he thinks my anger stems from not feeling respected and feeling like I'm a pushover. And he thinks it's come from relationships. He's like, I think that a lot of time you don't really... One told me he thinks it started from my podcast, which can't be true because this definitely dates back. But he's basically like, you know... you have so many facets of yourself that people always end up saying, like, you know, I'm sure this has happened to you. Oh, wow, you have a podcast about this, but I didn't know you do this. Or they try to tell you that you're so much more validated by the other things you do, as if horrible decisions means nothing. And I think that sometimes I really do feel like, because I'm so chill and fun, niggas be fucking with me and bitches too. And I don't like that shit. Like, maybe a year ago, before the world closed down, I was at LAP and this girl was like, talking shit about Mandy to me, like I was gonna like laugh with her. And I remember I was with Rashida, one of my homegirls, and I was like, bitch, if I'm gonna talk about Mandy, why would I talk about her with you? The fuck is wrong with you? Like, I don't like shit like that. Like, don't try me like I'm just some bitch that's about to do some shit like this. I make money with this girl. I don't give a fuck if I said fuck Mandy and you heard me. If I said it, I ain't talking to you. Like, right. I feel like that shit's super disrespectful. And I think that people definitely take my personality as a weakness thing. And I think that's really why I jumped off the goddamn stage. Anyway, point being, I'll go to jail again. And I really hope that
And again.
I really hope we never get to the point where like someone does some wild shit like that. Maybe they won't now because it's COVID. But that bitch did jump on the stage crazy. That was one of the craziest fucking things.
I mean, we've had a lot of people jump on stages.
Well, I don't know if they could do that no more during COVID.
They're not going to be able to. We're probably not even going to be able to do meet and greet no more.
Nah,
at that. All. Meet and greet ain't happening.
No.
It's not a thing. I don't even know if we may be able to bring people up on stage.
I thought about
anymore.
That too. Like, can we do them from the back with a mask?
No, bro. That's what? Still
kind of hot.
You see what I'm talking about?
What if we wear a PPE?
What is a PPE?
Pussy, penis, insertion. Ooh, that's not
insertion. Is it that I?
I'm sorry.
Insertion, bitch. All you had to say was erection.
Oh, there you go.
Look how quick. Ooh. Oh, look at me, bitch. Improv, I'm real Mandy. Quick. I'm real quick with the words today, baby.
That's right.
Damn, who took the improv classes?
Don't do me. Anyway, we're going to get to our vanilla shit. Because I know a lot of y'all came to hear some weird ass shit. And this is probably one of the weirdest things that we may have talked about on this show.
Okay.
Of course, guess the color of the woman. This woman chose a roller coaster to be her boyfriend. And she also claims to have kids with it as well. Gail Engle, who is sexually attracted to objects, says after she met the Sky Scream roller coaster at a German theme park, she finally understood what love really meant.
Wow.
She's a 43-year-old woman who claims to be in a relationship with this roller coaster. She's from France and says that she shares kids with the theme park attraction.
Really?
Miss Engle said she has been sexually attracted to objects since her teens, and as an adult, she became fascinated with roller coasters when she was 38. The artist found herself developing a strong romantic bond with this German ride. She became fixated on the Sky Scream roller coaster at Holiday Park in Hasloch, Rheinland-Palatinate, a state and country in Southwest. Bitch, I don't know if you really say it.
I'm sorry. I just want to see if I can find the bitch.
Like, her name is Gail, but it got an E with the two dots on the top. So maybe it's Gael. I don't know. How you say it with the E with the two dots on the top?
Oh, they don't have a picture of her. Oh, they do.
Does that mean it's silent?
She looks like she would fuck a roller coaster.
Gally. Maybe her name is Gally.
She looks like she was in the Shel Silverstein, like where the wild things are. Like,
nah, she wild. Now, if you guys are new to the show, or maybe you guys decided to go all the way back to episode one, which I love so many of our new listeners are doing, we used to have a segment called Kink of the Week.
I want to bring that shit back.
Me too. We might have to revisit it, but I did want to revisit it for this episode. Aww. So what this woman's kink actually is, or her paraphilia, which is what they are actually called, is agamatolophilia.
Okay.
You killed that shit.
Agamatolophilia.
Yeah, you killed that shit.
Now it's agamatolophilia.
Yeah. So, agamatolophilia is a paraphilia involving sexual attraction to a statue, doll, mannequin, or similar figurative object. The attraction may include a desire for actual sexual contact with the object, a fantasy of having a sexual or non-sexual encounters with an animate or inanimate instance of the preferred object, the act of watching encounters between such objects, and a whole bunch of other shit, okay?
So, how does she have kids? I have no issue with you wanting to fuck a roller coaster.
Well,
more
kids,
than I do.
Kids was in parentheses, no quotation marks, bitch. My bad.
So what does that mean?
So I think it means all the kids that come to the theme park. She's like, these are our kids. Like, you know how teachers believe like their kindergarten.
Oh, I thought
class
like the toys in
kids?
A house. Like maybe she. I saw a little replica model of the roller coaster. I thought those were the kids.
Oh wait, no.
Oh my god.
Wait, was that in the article? Wait, what do you mean? What's worse? I want you to believe that real life kids are your kids.
Right.
Not replica baby roller coasters in your house.
Why? People call their kids their dog. Like we're sharing a kid, our son, when you get a dog together.
Bro, hold on, bro.
Like I feel like it's more sick that the kids in the park are your kids, aren't they?
Is that really more sick?
I don't know. This shit is so white. Let's leave.
I mean, she did say that I wouldn't, because listen, she said, I spend every moment dreaming of a carnal and fusional relationship with this roller coaster. She admits that when it comes to dating humans, she called us humans, that she's never had much luck.
She called us muggles.
She has had three serious relationships in the past. She said, I will not philosophize on these relationships that ruined my life, but it was only suffering, physical and moral. The fact that she brought up morals. How do you feel like it is moral to be in a relationship?
How is it immoral? Is it hurting anyone?
Now, if she is dry humping this roller coaster
in broad daylight,
in broad daylight, no one wants to see that shit at all. But also, if her coochie gets wet enough, she could be rusting the roller coaster.
Okay.
Andy. Which then, bro, you're wet. Maybe.
Let me tell you something I just thought about.
There's acid in our pH, bro.
This is a really wild take right now, but this is how I think it happened. Hear me out.
No.
My mother, I know you guys weren't ready for this, said something on the phone once, and I asked her what an orgasm was because of it. I don't remember the ride we went on.
Bro, here you go with this shit.
I'm not even kidding.
Bro, leave it to you for this shit.
Just hear me. I'm serious.
A couple weeks ago, you was masturbating in the car ride and now it's a roller coaster?
No. My mom and I went on a ride. Mm. We go home. I don't know if it was Universal or Fun Spot at the time, but I was like young. And I heard my mom say to her friend, I cannot believe it threw me up in the air like that. She says, it was like an orgasm. And I asked my mom what an orgasm was. My mom got so mad at me for asking. I wonder if the woman probably felt what my mama felt, came on the ride and was like, oh, nah, this my nigga.
Okay.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
So.
I'm hypothesized.
So no. I mean, I've had food that didn't give me orgasms and it ain't make me want to fucking hunch the hamachi.
Like you.
But what if the hamachi was shaped like a cucumber?
First off, I know that you fucked a cucumber, bro.
Wow.
But my nigga's dick don't look like a cucumber. The head look like a mushroom. I don't ever think of cucumbers when I see dicks.
What?
I think of mushrooms sometimes with long old, big old stems.
Because
it's the mushroom head, baby. What cucumber got a little dick? It's like cucumbers ain't shaped like dicks. They're just cylindrical. Don't look at me like that. That is a word. Cylindrical, right?
Yeah.
Like a cylinder. Drickle. Bitch, you know what I'm saying.
Drickle. Mandy, for y'all that are not seeing us, Mandy just had her finger out now as if she was directing a chorus when she says drickle.
Bitch, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, ho. So we go.
Wow.
What happened?
Bitch, is a real word.
Yeah.
Wait, you really ain't thinking.
You knowing?
Bruh.
You just be making that shit. You just be making that shit sound so dumb. I don't know.
Wow. I make it sound. Bruh.
I didn't say it.
But you laughed. And then you stopped when I
looked at you. I
laughed at
stupid.
The other one.
But cylindrical, you knew was a real word, right?
Oh, no, did y'all know cylindrical was in the word?
They all knew.
They said no. Because she made it sound dumb, right? It's
no,
okay. We'll still pay you.
Smart as fuck.
Don't put Wolf in
we are
situation.
Still going to pay. Didn't she make it sound dumb?
I sound smart as fuck. Cylindrical, bitch.
Man, cylindrical. Get the fuck out of here.
You just want me to. Cylindrical. If I had an accent, you going to like it better, bitch.
Why'd you have to roll the R, huh?
Oh, now you're offended.
Speaking of offended, let me tell you something about this fucking studio and the Hispanic people.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
okay.
But, bro, now this is problematic.
No, it's going to be fine because they're here. So it's
there's
like
there's Latinos in the room. We could do this.
You don't even really count. You're from Central America.
Well, let me tell you something about David over here. Okay.
Oh. Are you Spanish?
He's Cuban. Sorry, Dave.
No, he's Dominican, I thought.
And Cuban.
So for one,
I knew he wasn't.
You guys
Cuban
may not know.
Cubans be looking like my mama.
Nah, Cubans are black as shit. I think 65% of Cubans.
He's
black.
Both, bro.
Cubans in Miami look like.
Well,
that.
He mixed. That don't count.
Look, man.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So two people work on your audio here, and is Dave and Ed. And what one may think when you're receiving a file that says El Foto, you might think it was Ed.
Wow.
And so when I knew Dave was Latino, but I didn't know he was Latino like this. It'd be a goddamn Telemundo episode when I stopped by the studio. Mm-hmm. Okay? It dun 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 dun.
That's right. You play all that salsa, Dave.
You like listen to that? Wait, people listen to that outside of like...
Isn't that Celia Cruz?
That's Celia Cruz, yes.
All right, whatever.
Outside of a restaurant?
So then I...
Wait, you listen to this music
yes.
on your spare time?
Yes.
He be listening. I don't know what kind of Latin fusion going on.
Yes.
Oh, yo. I really thought it was just like restaurant music. I didn't know people like listen to it.
Mandy.
In their spare time? That shit sound like a party, a fiesta.
It's a
well,
party
they're
all
having
the time,
a fiesta
Mandy.
In here.
Oh, okay.
And, well, for one, every time I see him doing this shit, right? So me and Alex got a separate chat and he was like, hey, yo, what does that shit that Dave's saying mean? I was like, yo, I don't know. I thought we would have this issue with Eden. I'm not about to tell the nigga don't speak Spanish. That
no,
shit is
you cannot
up.
Do that and you better go to the Better Business Bureau if she
It
do.
Only counts if you're under 15 employees.
You
so.
Keep saying that and I
It
swear.
Does. So anyway... Basically,
bitch, I count as three employees with this ass.
Hey.
You know, I'm not an employee. I be up in here.
So wait, are you one, two, three? Your ass is three?
First off, my ass is two, one cheek, two cheek, bitch, and then it's pussy red snapper. Wow. That's three, baby. I'm a whole
You're thing. Holding on to that nickname, right?
I'm a whole snack. First off,
is she
going to
dye
snapper.
Her hair red too? Like, why wouldn't you call your pussy something else now that you're like at your pink theme?
Because I'm red. That's what they call us in the South.
No, that's what Danny... Hue. Oh, no, sorry. That was
when
yellow.
They're this, when they're this hue, as myself, I'm red, and it's pussy
Can we
be
zoom
snapping.
In on the hue?
The pussy be snapping. No, wait till... Wait, no, oh, next episode when I come back from Jamaica. Right now, I look like a winter yellow from New York. I am. This is... I have yellow undertones. I just went to Sephora. They told me.
Oh. So you're not red. Yellow bonus. What do you want?
You Yay. Are problematic, and I did not say that. I'm Redbone.
She canceled yet, you think?
She's absolutely canceled.
No, I mean, like, niggas still fucking with her? Let me click her hand.
Niggas will always fuck. They will fuck.
Why is Dani
Leigh
so fucking annoying? I hate when...
Why is she annoying to you?
I don't know, but I hate when pretty girls annoy me because I'm like, I really want to fuck with you and now I look like a hater.
My thing is weird because she don't even talk. She types, but I don't know... I don't never hear her talk.
Bro. They still playing that shit?
Yeah, that's an old song.
It was good, though. I mean...
Copy, ready, music. Hey, hey.
Okay.
Copy, ready, music.
Oh, you want to see it canceled?
Hey.
You oh, see, it ain't her song.
Ready, music. Okay.
Oh, that wasn't her song?
That's why the shit was lit.
All right. This okay. is not a Dani bashing.
No, no, no. She's still pretty. Like, I would fuck, but like, after I fucked her, I would sit her down and be like, now we're going to watch Roots.
Oh, no. After I fucked, she would sleep on the floor.
Wow. There you go.
You know what I mean?
Now
like,
I'm with
all
you.
Right, sleep on my floor, but I'm going to get her some pillows.
Oh, see, that's so nice of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I am not. I did want to get into, can we talk about a hors d'oeuvre? Because I do have one and it happened this morning, actually.
Okay.
So I wanted to give you guys our hors d'oeuvre for those of you who are listening to this for possibly the first time or the second. And you're like, I don't really know if I like these hoes yet, but let me give this another try. Our hors d'oeuvre segment. Hors d'oeuvre. Can you do it in another accent?
You go ahead.
Hors d'oeuvre.
You got this shit, Haitian spaghetti.
Hors d'oeuvre.
Hors d'oeuvre.
Hors d'oeuvre.
So
anyway,
it's basically a sex
it is. Tip. So I did get an article. It's from Yogi Approval I was way off. Yogi Approved. Sorry, it was all lowercase. So it kind of went together for
fancy,
a little
though.
Bit.
Yeah,
I needed to see it
about.
with a capital letter. But anyway, it's sex and yoga. Ooh la la. Practice these 5 yoga poses after sex. Now, I will give you guys the link in the description of this episode so that you guys can pull up and see the visuals of it. One is called a supine bound angle. The other is downward facing dog pose. A lot of y'all know that. Child's pose, half pigeon pose. Do you remember that song? I don't want no pigeon. Pigeon? No. All right.
No.
You really don't?
Who is that?
The remix to Scrubs. Well, you know that.
I know Scrubs. I know new Scrubs. I just, you
I don't want no pigeon. A pigeon is a bit. I don't even think it goes that way.
I don't want no pigeon.
Play it, bruh. Because I don't think that was a real song, but it was a real song.
It's a good parody, if anything.
Oh. It was 8 years ago.
You really don't know
what kind
pigeon?
Of shit is this?
From
is
this the South?
This is what y'all listen to in Florida?
This is some Florida shit right here. I'm pretty sure it is. Pretty what? Sure it is.
Hold on, wait.
Please play it, baby.
Why do I have Spanish ads?
There we go.
You've been speaking
Come
Spanish.
On. Put it up to the mic just a little bit. I don't think we can get canceled for this. Yeah. For real,
I hope
song?
Not. I'm going to still talk over it. Hey.
Okay. Hey. Here we go.
Vision is a girl who be okay. talking by. My uh-huh. ripped up blue brand okay. was sparkling five.
Okay.
My feet hurt so you know okay. she's on the ride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's kind of hey. Good. It's kind of good. It's go. Like, I don't want your bird ass, bitch. You can't get you in this you, motherfucking car. Fly away, bitch, because I ain't fucking with you no more.
Hey.
Bro, how you go back to trying to holler at me? She couldn't even, all right. But anyway, that's the song. But anyway, I say all this to say, I had sex. My man came 10 times this morning. It was amazing. And when we got done, he made me lay between his legs, okay? So he was behind me. He put the pillow on top of his dick and then had my head resting on the pillow. So I'm laying in between his legs.
I get it, okay.
His legs are like this. His legs are like this, but I'm laying on him. As I'm laying on him, he just starts massaging me like this. So he's massaging my shoulders. He's massaging my neck. And then he goes down to my body because he know he just put some motherfucking work in and my body hurt because I'm over 30. So then he just starts.
Girl, you you are 30,
bitch.
Don't
matter. I'm over 30. I'm 30 in a couple months, bitch.
Ew.
So, baby, this shit, I be like, oh, baby, I can't move. After I so he's just rubbing on my body like this, right? And I'm like, oh, baby. So then check this out what he do. And I ain't even flexible. He said, now I'm like this, right? He like, baby, give me your leg. He's behind me. I'm like, baby, give me my leg. So check this out. He puts his legs like this. Sorry, y'all. Don't just be, my pussy is out. But he moved his legs, took this leg and lifted it like this, stretched it out, and then rubbed his foot along my, like, so it was like a full body motherfucker. It was a full body massage.
This motherfucker tall.
He is tall as fuck.
Damn.
He stretched my whole body out. And when I tell you, I don't know if this, we talk about aftercare when you like really get slutted out. And that's what he made me do because he put the pillowcase over my head and he said I was his sex doll this morning. And he just fucked the shit out of me. So when we were done, not only did he do that, one of the, bro, I was sitting there having seizures, bitch. He did this thing where he blew in my ear. And it's like he blew in my ear and I kept orgasming even though we weren't having sex. When I tell you, he's sitting there like, and I'm like, I'm like literally motherfucking seizures, bitch. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it's like, I know, you know how I clenched my pussy and I told you, I tell y'all about the pussy clenching next week. So I'm just there and I'm just like, he's just blowing in my ear, but my pussy is twitching. Dog. When I tell you, my God, I'm about to tell that nigga to blow in my ear. What, bro? You ain't never had your ear blowed in?
I haven't.
After a massage? Dog,
I cannot wait to watch you jumping and twitching all over the place.
I really, you want to watch us have sex?
It will be
no,
in the,
I don't.
You don't want to watch us have sex?
You right here was hilarious.
Bro, we're in bed and he's like really, he's massaging, then he blowing my ear and a bitch just like.
I'm somehow jealous.
Right, my now. God, this was the first time. I just feel like, damn, we got a whole bunch of firsts going on. What? Are you being judgy again?
I think
no.
She is.
No.
Look at her face. Super judgy.
I'm not judging your sex at all. I think that's a beautiful moment.
But you never,
but
your pussy never flinched from an ear blow?
Mandy's storytelling and movement, it's the movement for me. This is like no longer an audio podcast after just watching that.
Yeah, you need the visuals for this one.
I mean.
You look insane.
Oh, I didn't say all that.
My man thinks, he just
if
knows.
If you guys have ever seen a muscle spasm, you know when it like kind of locks up? That's what you look like from head to toe just now.
Muscles move.
And then like
Mandy.
No, not like that. Not like that. I know when you flex, they move. But like this morning I went to stretch and bitch my calf. Like, you know,
oh my
God. But it didn't move.
I mean, but what did your calf do?
What
did your calf do?
I'm old. I don't know. I just went
stop
like this.
Stop saying you're old.
Oh my God. My leg, it could. I was like, my leg. You know how they say, Big Mama, your arm.
Yes.
Your arm, yeah. Big Mama. That's what I was like, Biddy, your leg. Your leg not moving, bitch. Bro, I was scared. My leg. What, bro? That man worked the fuck out of my whole body. And when I tell you, shit was just working differently. I didn't know what the fuck. But anyway, that was my hors d'oeuvre. Have your nigga blow in your ear, bitch, after a massage.
That was it. That was all we got that whole thing for from your fucking ear.
I mean, I'm going to put the yoga poses too, but it was the way he blew it. I didn't know you could get an orgasm from like a nigga blowing in your ear, bruh. I mean, maybe it was the massage too, and I was just, he had got me really relaxed. And then that fucking blow in my ear, bruh, I couldn't stop. Like, I was like, oh, baby, stop blowing. Stop blowing.
He got me really relaxed.
Bruh, what? But I swear I didn't know that, like.
Like, if you ever had weed before.
I mean, and I didn't even smoke nothing this morning. But what's crazy is, like.
The okay. word that I want to say that you look like is not PC. You what? Look insane just now, City.
I mean, that's fine. I don't care to look crazy because that's what I look like this morning with my nigga. And he was just like, I just need you to know that.
That's right.
You the only one for me, baby. And I was like, I know, baby. Ain't nobody make you come as hard as I make you
Are
come,
Are you doing
baby.
A fucking old school audiobook right
know.
Now?
I'm not.
I know, baby.
What the fuck is wrong with this bitch?
Anyways,
yo,
I just want to say I don't know science like that, but I didn't know that anything hey,
we
in
gotta
your
let,
ear was
we gotta let Mandy spiral more. You see what happens when you shut the fuck up? I had to just not say anything so you could just start filling shit in and talking to yourself.
Yeah, baby. Wait, you think I was talking to myself? I was talking to our hundreds of thousands of listeners.
That's
they
right.
are all looking
you
at
know,
this.
Thank you, Eden. I was talking to you.
Hey, Brandon.
And you, and you, and you.
You're gonna love me.
Bro, why?
Yeah, baby.
Anyways.
All right. Let's see what dumb shit Mandy has in here.
We would kind of relive our past. A lot of you guys are now listening to the show, and I'm now done talking about my nigga because we have had
I bet
a
you
ton-
won't be. We're ending this in 12 minutes, right? I bet
no.
you. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at the time. We will hear about this nigga before the
You're
end.
Not.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk about our relationship with our past. And when I say our relationship with our past, I wanted to bring up the past lovers that we brought up on the show. Can you run down all of the nicknames that you think you can remember that you have brought up on the show?
Ooh, okay.
What are our nicknames for the men that were in our lives?
Lover boy, Jeeves. Current, right? Old
well,
bae.
No, just the show. Not oh. Okay, go ahead.
Hospital dick.
Beard bay.
Blue check, beard bay, scissors. What did I call the model chick?
Restaurant guy.
Restaurant guy. Restaurant oh my guy. God. Remember the DJ? FBI called me?
Did you have a DJ? Isn't that who you? Oh no, restaurant guy you had the threesomes with. She didn't even have a nickname. Are you going to say her name now?
Who are you talking about? Venus?
No, the white girl.
The white girl.
Starts with a C. Ends with an et.
Model.
Colette.
Yeah.
She had no nickname.
She had no nickname. That's why I was like.
Oh, because Colette's not her real name.
Oh, look
but
at that.
But did you think that was her real name?
So Colette and I met on Tinder and Colette was her name on Tinder.
Oh.
But her real name.
But then when, after she fucked you a few times and
yeah,
she
yeah,
actually
yeah.
liked
I knew
you,
it wasn't her real name, but that's why I didn't mind saying Colette.
Okay. 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 I think that, is that it? That might be it.
I don't know. I fucked a lot of niggas. Let me look at my list.
Yeah, but nicknames.
I know. Let me look at my list.
That you brought up on the show. Can you remember, Eden? I know that you were kind of in and out the studio a little bit with
us. I feel like you knew most of the ones that I knew. And then, I mean, did you say Obey seasoning?
Yeah. Obey. She said. I think that's everybody, that was really, honestly.
Oh, sick nipple fuck.
Sick nipple fuck.
That's how you know I'm OG right here.
Look at you. Oh, wait. That's the one from the Hamptons, right?
Mm-hmm. I just ran into his brother at the fucking Get Great Gatsby party.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, how do I know you? And he didn't want to say you fucked my brother, but he was like, oh, you don't remember. Anyway, Colette calls him Douche Chevron Douche because he has a Vaughn in his name. That's how you know he's rich.
Oh, model, girl.
That's what I was
Psycho?
Just saying. What do I call her?
Okay. Psycho.
Yeah, she was fucking crazy. I don't think there's anyone else. Who is DJ, it? Though?
I thought there was a DJ. Maybe not. Back when you were fucking white guys. I thought there was a white DJ.
Oh, there was a DJ that I did Molly with and I peed in his house.
That one, the treehouse guy,
He didn't
right?
have a nickname, though, but that was episode 4.
Okay, episode 4. Okay, and I had goddamn 24/7 for the whole fucking thing. I had 24/7, Lawyer Bay.
Felon Bay.
Jordan, Felon Bay.
Green Eyes?
Green Eyes. Mm.
Q.
You
call him that?
I called him Q. Even though he wasn't really present, I just talked, I referenced him. Hold on, the other ones. Niggas ain't shit. I really don't be caring about niggas. And then just all the athletes. They didn't even really have nicknames.
Damn, I'm so emo.
Right? I don't think I had any.
Really think of
Felon Bay, Lawyer Bay, 24-7 were the main ones.
I guess
ones.
When Mandy staple, tells yeah. stories also, like, she'll be like, when I fuck my friend, like, she always say my friend or this nigga. And I'd be like, my baby.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and I think for when we first started the show, I had like a different partner every month. And some of them just didn't warrant a nickname because I didn't really go back. Arkansas, Nevada. I forgot.
Oh, you named him after a state?
I named him after a state.
Wasn't there a lawyer? You said lawyer.
I said lawyer.
Was there another job? Oh, engineer, Science Bay.
Oh, Science Bay. Science Bay didn't last long, which sucks because we actually went to a museum
together. Was it because he was poor? What happened?
It wasn't because he was poor. It's because he didn't want to pay for my flight to the other coast. Mm. And it was only a $200 flight. Mm. And so that just made me mad. And I said, well, if you're not going to pay for my $200 flight, how is this going to work?
Why didn't you want to pay for it again? He didn't offer it, or there was like a conversation?
There was a conversation. I just don't think he wanted to pay for it because he paid for my flight to DC. And I guess he just didn't want to feel like he had to just keep paying for my flight. Something like that. But I really did like him.
I understand.
He was really good looking.
I just wouldn't know what to do if a nigga told me no.
And I actually met him.
Which one was your favorite nickname out of the ones you had and you had?
I mean, 24/7
is a good nickname.
And 24/7 was 24. Oh, I also had, what did I call him? I had Sex Club. I had Golden Shower.
Oh, you have a lot.
Oh, yeah. Now that I think of all just the sex, because the nigga I went to the sex club with and got to peg him. Mm-hmm. Then the nigga who I talk about, who I did my first Golden Shower with, and you know him because you met him.
Toy Friend. That's a name too we had for a bit.
Toy Friend.
But that was only because.
That was because he wasn't my boyfriend yet. And now he my whole. See, you brought him up. Anyway,
I did it on purpose.
I wanted to say a lot of us have these nicknames and men who mean things in our life when they mean things in our life. And I wanted to ask, did any of the men that you named or women, do you feel like they didn't deserve a nickname that maybe you thought they would be something?
And I wish I didn't make Beard Bay Beard Bay.
Okay.
I wish she had a different name. I wish Old Bay had a different name.
Obey seasoning.
It kind of is annoying only because, like, when I'm out around with him, the first thing people say is, you don't look old.
Oh.
You know? And so that's kind of like, I can see how that's kind of annoying, even though it's a compliment.
I mean, Medina said that about my man.
Yeah, like.
Because she dated an old man, and then I was like, but my man is older. Does that make my man old? And I mean, they're both in their 40s, but.
You're what?
The other question, who out of all of your names over these last 4 years, who was the most short-lived?
Restaurant guy.
Restaurant guy?
Oh, no, the model bitch. She didn't have
the model bitch had like 2 weeks and then Weezy just, I guess, ate her pussy.
Lesbians are just crazy. Like when we have my homegirl on here, Kristen, who is one of the few white women we've had on here. She even was like, dude, you bring a fucking U-Haul in on like the second date. And she moved in with her girl that was at the...
I told you, I used to go to like, not even just Pride. So Copacabana used to have lesbian nights. Bitch, I had never been to a club with so many fucking fights. I felt like we was at a teen club. There was fights.
Seriously?
So fucking much. Yes, even with the girls I was with. I was like, bruh, I went like 3 times. I said, bruh, I'm not finna keep doing this because now I got to hold people back. I ain't trying to go to jail. Bitches really be fighting bitches, bro.
That's true because I was ready to fight that bitch after she said she was going to sue us, which is hilarious. Look,
that's hilarious that you keep saying us.
No,
as soon as she said she was suing us, I said,
she really
Weezy.
Did.
Weezy, I ain't eat her pussy.
No, I'm serious. She claimed, she didn't even say me. She said, I'm suing. And I think she couldn't say me. For whatever reason. So she was like, I'm suing the podcast. And I'm like, why? And I guess that's because that was the place where she was talked about. But bitch, you brought your dumb ass up here and was talking about how like I was eating your pussy. And mind you, I feel like I did a good job at first when we had her on where I was like not making it clear that we fucked. She was. We were flirting, but she was like.
Yeah. And back then you used to flirt with every guest. I thought you was fucking everybody when we were done.
I still like flirting with every guest. That's just in my nature.
The last couple guests you haven't actually flirted with.
I thought Tam Bam was kind of sexy.
Tam was very nice. Y'all will see her next week. She was very pretty, actually.
I was kind of, you know, into the body and shit.
Of everyone that we have talked about over the last 4 years, who has made the largest impact?
Ooh.
Scissors.
Come on, sound effects.
Yeah. Ooh. What about you?
Really?
Good or bad? I would say, like,
if I would say who had the largest impact on me, it would be my boyfriend. No, I'm just you know what's crazy? My relationship or lack thereof with 24/7,
I think it was impactful.
Right. And I don't think so much in a good way now that I look back on it. I mean, that was 7 years of sexual energy exchange and me literally being tunnel vision because the dick was so good and we had such sexual chemistry and he was local. But now that I'm getting exactly what I really want without really knowing the whole time, I know like for a whole year before I got my boyfriend, I kept saying I want a boyfriend. B. Simone came on and was talking about manifestation. And so I look back now on what that was and the energy that I gave that man. And I look at it now as time wasted and coochie muscles just.
Phew. Okay.
The coochie muscles could have been saved for someone else. The walls did not have to be knocked down in the way that they were from that big old dick for 7 years.
Whose is bigger?
I only know one dick right now in my life, and it is.
Do you not even remember? Sometimes I get.
You
like
know
that.
What's crazy?
I forget about dick.
You know
when
what's
I'm really
crazy? I'm, and it's crazy because I think we say it all the time. When we get with someone and there's like an emotional connection, we're like, "This is the best dick. This is dick number one." I really be rating my dicks.
Mine like, too. They jump up.
They be like, I be like, "Damn, I gotta knock you out of top three down, nigga." But I do feel like now that we're older and now that we've had this podcast
stop
and I talk about
that, bitch, like, bro, yeah, you're not gonna talk about this hoe. Like, maybe your shit, bitch. I'm fit. I'm not about to hear any of this old shit anymore.
No. You're 30 now.
I'm 30, my nigga. Like, I'm not fucking 100.
Am I talking like I'm 100?
I'm 30. I'm 40.
Okay. Well, now that we're more mature.
Okay.
That is better.
We're more mature, even though this bitch still want to go to jail and fight people. I don't know how mature we really are. But now that we're more mature, I would say like, I know so many things of what I want, how to communicate. And in the bedroom, bruh, I thought sex was good in our 20s. No. It is on another heightened level right now.
You're seasoned.
With Old Bay seasoning.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, what? All right. Boy. But I ain't got crabs. I'm just saying. Bro.
Let's cut that out because now we are old.
Wait, why? Old Bay seasoning got
no,
the crabs
No, if we
on.
Leave in the dumbass crab joke.
Oh, wait, because no one even says crabs anymore.
They don't. Can you even
Damn, that is such a millennial thing to say.
You know, I was watching Sex and the City. And I know
I'm not gonna lie, so was I all weekend with Medina.
Really?
She had us watching.
Charlotte got crabs. And I remember thinking, like,
what is crabs?
Let me look at
what STD is crabs?
I think it's ticks. What is
no, it's not ticks. Ticks are on dogs, bro.
Slang ticks for public lice, parasite, yeah, insects that can infest a genital area, public lice, pubic. Oh,
yeah, you didn't
wait,
know that?
Wait.
Pubic lice. I'm sorry. I'm saying public.
Bro, don't pull it up, dog.
Oh, sorry. Oh, damn. I'm going to go by that.
It's zip things like dinosaurs. They don't exist
no
more, right?
They really look like crabs.
They're not, pubic lice.
No, can you
crabs.
Look if they're extinct?
Oh, that's what they look
extinct,
like?
Bruh.
Look at this one.
Nah, bro. Don't nobody get that no more. Are these extinct? Because no one has mentioned
Mandy,
crabs.
Mandy, why did she say?
The fact that you put instinct, nigga, it's extinct.
No,
oh, I'm talking shit about you.
They're still going on.
Nope, scroll up. You put instinct. I thought, look.
Why he made it go? He made it go.
Oh, I'm done. Sorry. Wait.
Oh, it says
no,
that they're not extinct.
Can you still get crab STDs? Okay.
What does it say?
Pubic lice. Sorry. Yes, pubic lice are often spread during sexual activity. Oh, wow. That was
even if you're clear cut your forest, these lice will find a way to survive.
But we're like, what happened to that shit?
How does nobody talk about getting crab?
Maybe because black people don't get lice. We don't know.
I'm not going to lie. That is what it is.
Probably.
It's because of the oils that we put on our hair. Lice is like a white people shit. So wait, do only white people get crabs?
Probably.
Can you look up, do white people only get crabs?
It's the silkiness, I think, of the hair.
Yeah, because my pubic hair.
Oh, we straight.
That thing a little rough. My old man liked a little.
Have you ever thought about dyeing it pink, too? That'd be fun.
Oh, both?
Oh, to fuck up my pH in real life.
Oh.
I can't put bleach on my pussy.
It's not on your pussy if you leave it's the hair above it. It's exterior.
I don't think I would want bleach on my pussy. That's too close.
You don't
want
to make it match like carpet.
Carpet and drapes? No, that's not right.
Yeah, it was something.
Bruh.
We were almost on it.
We were close.
We were this close.
Really
niggas
close.
Are trash. I don't want to talk about the old ones, but
we don't. I just wanted to say, I think a lot of us grow. I did want to bring up our home mail before we get out of here. And one moment, because I sent it to the mail. If you guys are also just listening for the first time again, I want to make sure that y'all are aware of what this motherfucking show is and how to be a part of it. So home mail, y'all can write in. We also haven't done a whole confession in a while. So if you have a home mail or whole confession, send us an email at horribledecisions.
Well, we had one today when Mandy had a seizure on the couch.
Bro, that was not a whole confession. I was trying to help girls feel the same way I felt this morning. That was help. I was helping. It was a tip. Like the tip of the dick that went in your ass. And that's why you've had anal sex.
I was not ready to hear that. And I would like to add
the dick in your ass.
Bitch. No. The only tip I do is gratuity, bitch. If I'm getting fucked, I'm getting fucked. And that's why it didn't count.
So go ahead and tell them you had anal sex then.
I did not. I would like to tell America, UK, Jamaica, and the Canadians that watch this show. I, Wheezy, WTF, never kind of almost had. Damn, I'm a bad liar. I didn't really have anal sex.
But?
Lover boy went in my butt. A little bit with the tip.
And you just said the only tip you do is gratuity, and that's why you're lying like a little bitch ass.
I said that's why I do it as like count it. So it didn't count because he didn't like fully fuck it. And if you fully fuck it, then you're fucking.
If the whole mushroom head went in, even if just the tip of the mushroom
went
in.
Should I ask him? Let's call him.
Will he answer?
No, he always answers. We talk once in a while.
Wait, and he's going to be okay with you asking, hey, did the whole mushroom tip of your dick get in my...
We can...
Get into my ass?
We can figure that
Hello?
Out.
Hello?
Please leave your message.
Oh! He's putting his mushroom head in someone's ass right now.
Oh, he's on a flight. That's why I went straight to voicemail. We had just talked. He was looking real good in a recent picture, bitch. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, what's up?
Would you go back? Would you have him put his whole shaft in your ass? Would you double back to anybody from the past?
Oh, damn. Did he delete the pic? Oh, I wrote
I don't want to see his pink dick.
I said, damn, your fucking body is crazy. LOL, I think I want you now. And he wrote back.
You are such a nigga.
Come to state he's at.
Wait. You be dropping the, you look real good in your
that's how good he was.
Instagram picture.
His body was looking crazy, dog. Like, he was looking good as fuck. And honestly, like, you know, I haven't really been attracted to white boys in a minute. Because, like, it's just really been a really tough time in our social justice reform. And I just don't see white dicks anymore, really. But now when I saw him, and, you know, the accent's very rough.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's not really same for me. But I would definitely double back just for fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Plus, you'd make a little trip out of it. You just bought a big new house. Like, why not enjoy the pool?
Y'all, if I don't get married by the time this show over, I'm going to be a nun after this nigga. I ain't going to go back to none of the niggas from the past.
You tripping.
I don't want none of them.
You don't like old dick? You ever fuck old dick? You be like, damn, it wasn't even that good.
Bruh, that's what I'm saying.
It gets smaller.
The way I'm having sex now, bitch, I just had an orgasm from an ear blow, bitch. Niggas
Let me tell you what I think
shit.
It is. You know how, like, on YouTube, these white guys made a scale of, like, hotter, crazy theory? You ever seen those? The hotter, the crazier?
You said white people made this, so no.
I think so. Because only white people have time to do a fucking graph. But here's what I'm thinking. Here's the blood of my father coming in. I think that the more you get over a nigga, the more the dick gets whack.
100%.
But like that's
what is that graph called? It's not a Venn diagram. It's a bell curve, right?
I don't know.
What happens?
It looks like a plummeting stock is what it looks
that
like.
That is what it is. It's a plummeting stock. Well, that's what happens. I'm not going to lie. The dick, once there is no connection... Like, I don't even think that's my pussy would get wet from 24/7 right now. I ain't gonna hold you.
Really? He's so cute.
He is fine. I ain't gonna hold you. That's why I had to block him. Because I ain't even want... He started showing up in my Explore page. In my dreams. I said, oh no, we gotta block this nigga.
In my dreams?
In my dreams! I was like, oh no, I started unfollowing mutual friends. I don't know why that nigga was...
You think if he fucking saw you out somewhere, let's just say he's in Jamaica this weekend when you're there.
Ooh.
Doing whatever he doing. He was like, damn, you looking really good. I like the little pink shit.
I'm looking,
got.
You think he gonna be able to say that many words to me? I'm gonna give him the deuces.
Damn.
Keep walking, bitch. Anyway, like let me get that. To the whole
I don't think you could.
You don't.
I think in the phone you could, but I think face to face. I'm not saying I think you would go fuck the nigga, but I don't think you'd be that mean in person. I don't.
Oh, I be mean to niggas. Like, I be having to remind my nigga all the time, I'm mean. You don't want to make me mean.
Or pink.
Or that's not mean and pink or not.
Greener?
Oh, green, bitch. That's what we say.
Oh, like when you get mad, like your hair would get a more pink?
Ooh, that'd be kind of cool.
Is that what you meant? Like pinker?
First yeah, off,
exactly. How do you say pink in Spanish?
Oh, man. Rosado.
Rosado!
First off, do you think I'm a fucking Marvel character?
Yes, bitch, yes, we
you're
do.
You're a superhero, Mandy.
Look at you.
You're super Mandy.
Mandy throws on a wig and turns into a new bitch every time.
Bitch, this ain't even a wig. This is my real hair.
And nobody's talking. Okay, whoa. Ain't nobody said it wasn't, bitch.
Talking about a wig.
Mandy throwing a wig.
You don't see no lace, ho? This is me.
What was that?
I'm bald, bitch. And I'm beautiful bald. Anyway, no, let me get through this because I think this is just a whole confession. Anyways, sexually vanilla, ? Hey guys, I love your show. My friend sent it to me in October. I started from the very beginning and I'm almost caught up joining Patreon once I'm fully up to date. Thank you, love. I'm 22. God damn, y'all be young. Sorry, we're not old. Sorry, my bad. I'm 22 and an over-the-road truck driver and your show has definitely opened me up to a lot of new things. Anyways, I titled this sexually vanilla because I feel like I am, but at the same time, I'm not. When it comes to me and my man having sex, it's always amazing. He knows my body like the back of his hand. Either he's always trying out new shit or I'll come up with new things. The issue is, whenever we do new stuff, it's to please me. I don't know why, but when it comes to him, I just don't know what to try. He's always telling me to just try things out with him to sexually excite him, but I don't know what to do. Sometimes I'll wear the lingerie, but seeing as I'm insecure about my body, I don't wear it as much. He knows I'm into nasty, rough shit, spitting in my mouth, slapping, choke till I can't breathe type stuff. He's told me before that he gets bored sexually because he does things to learn me and my body, and I don't do the same. Please give me some type of advice of some things I can try with my man to spice things up. Just want to make my man happy.
Oh, you didn't want to read the part where she said, I'm her spirit animal. Love you too, bitch.
Oh, completely did not see that on there.
Yeah.
Bitch went right down to where she was signed. No, she did say you could read this on the show or not. I just need help. Again, love you guys. Weezy, you're my spirit animal. So, how she get to learn?
I was
going to
say, shout out to a woman truck driver. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I don't know. It's interesting to me because sexually vanilla at 22 is such an oxymoron.
It is because
you haven't had the time.
You haven't had the time to explore, but also the fact that you do have a partner that is like, I explore your body and I and the fact that you said he pleases you so sexually and in return, he said that sometimes sex is boring on his end because you're not exploring him in the same way.
So this is one issue and why I brought up the spirit animal comment.
Oh.
That's not me. In my spirit, in my slutty ass spirit, I love making somebody turned on and happy during sex.
Right.
And I think that...
Do you do that by exploring even your new partners? Tell her how you explore them.
Honestly, I think it's a great way to do foreplay is in asking somebody what they like.
Right.
And if you don't do that stuff, you're not an interesting fuck.
Well, I also think you used to talk often about mutual masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
That was your thing for like a year, bitch.
Still is.
And so I think that the way you've expressed you mutually masturbating the women and men that you slept with, that's the way that you said you've connected and learned their bodies in ways.
So mutual masturbation, some people do think is when you masturbate each other, because you just said that.
Right.
But it's really just when you're around each other.
Oh.
Right. So like, or you can do that, but like mutual masturbation is generally when you're both masturbating watching each other or something. So that's kind of what made me think about it the day that you brought up watching porn in front of him. But through that, like when I've watched men like jerk off and I kind of see how they're doing it, even if you see their hand getting really hard, like strong, like a lot of women, we won't grip a dick.
Niggas like they dick grip, bitch.
Hard.
They actually really...
Can everybody confirm this in the room?
There's a whole bunch of men in the room.
Yeah. Yes.
Why do y'all... Like, it doesn't hurt y'all. Y'all want it to be grip?
David, no. Quiero fuerte.
God, here we go. Wait. Dick, I mean, yeah. How you like your dick and hold it?
Nigga, we done.
What?
Thanks wait, for listening, no. Y'all. Dick and hold it.
Dick and hold it. Dick and hold it. Son. How do you hold your dick? How do you like to stroke your dick? Can we get an answer? Eden, talk to us.
I mean, I like a tight grip. Hell yeah.
Okay.
But why do we as women don't like to grip the dick so hard?
I'm not sure.
I feel like y'all get scared because I feel like some girls have like sucked my dick too, but like they'll like be a little weak on it.
I ain't scared of that dick.
I was about to say
it. I'm going
to
grab that motherfucker. You ain't got enough blood rushing to it. I'm going to fucking gird it out.
And if my hand don't, my mouth is...
And my point is, that is the spirit of me, sis. Now, maybe you feel like you like to party or you like to read, or maybe you do drugs here or there and you're like, I'm kind of like Wheezy. No, I'm grabbing dicks. I'm asking what you like.
Yeah,
I'm licking, touching. Like,
and not only ask, if you're 22, you didn't say how old he is. Maybe he's also young and not as experienced.
He might be shy.
Yeah, but...
No, I think he's older.
No, think he's older?
Oh, really? I would only guess that he's older because if he's able to communicate that something's wrong, that's something that people that are... That's maturation right there.
That is. That's maturation. I like that word.
There you go, yes.
So I would say, you know what? Start with the different parts of his body. I think massages work well with learning areas on a man that like he really enjoys, like whether it be the shoulders, the neck, the lower back, bitch, the ear, blowing that ear, maybe.
I found out someone I like to fuck is hardwired, which what means they mean? Like their nipples touched.
Oh, yeah. Nipples are a thing that a lot of men won't tell you they like, but when you get there, it does arouse them. I think always nibbling on the balls is a good thing if that's something you haven't done, and that's so vanilla, but because you're sexually vanilla, I'm going to tell you maybe lick the gooch a little bit.
Yeah, I think you feel like you're not vanilla because you listen to this show, and it's a great step. But you've got to put other shit in your mouth.
Yeah, you definitely have to put other
fingers,
stuff.
Bitch. Anything. I suck on a nigga fingers and tell him to put them in me, okay?
You know what I did?
Nasty.
Here's a little tip, too. While you're maybe sucking the dick, spit on your hand, right? Spit on your hand and then just glide it over the balls. Because then it's almost like, so think of it like you fingering a pussy, but it's almost like you fingering some balls. But while you're sucking his dick and your hand is really wet, now you got a wet balls in your hand.
Grabbing them all together if you're low effort.
What?
Like when you're grabbing the dick, grab it from the base so the balls are also stimulated. Like the way that I'm holding this microphone, just grab the balls too. Almost like, it's like a, yeah.
That was me all morning, bitch. God damn. Anyway, y'all.
Wow.
Bitch, all morning to where I was like.
Again.
Yo, is Mandy like, what? I'm honestly at this point uncomfortable at how much she's been coming on the couch today. Like, I want to leave.
I mean, it's blue. You know, it's fine. I think it'll just wipe off anyway. Anyways, guys, if you are all caught up on our show, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you go on over and support us, baby. We got a whole bunch, over 100 episodes of Horrible Decisions at patreon.com/horrible decisions. We drop now 4.
Okay.
Bitch, 4.
Cuatro.
Extra episodes por monte.
Muy fuerte episodios.
And you can get them now over at Patreon. Patreon.com/horrible decisions. We did just do a town hall, and they said they missed my porn sleepers. Goddamn, a fucking ass.
No, Kay Spade was doing those. What happened to him? I hope he's still alive.
Can you not do that to a patron?
I hope he's still around. I haven't heard from him in years, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen him on the.
Yo, I'm gonna be honest with you. If I haven't heard from someone last year, I'm like, what happened? They got COVID, and then I'd be getting scared.
Damn,
bitch,
son.
But I did last year, and I'm here. Anyways, though, sorry, condolences.
Yo,
seriously to anyone.
Oh yeah,
you
of
know,
course.
Yeah, we gotta be. Yeah.
Stop! I don't want to laugh.
Can you not laugh?
Because I was literally gonna make a joke and say, "Yo, well, if one of us died,
bro,
what would we still do the show?
That? Hell yeah, I'm still doing this shit.
Bitch, I got 100% of this shit,
bitch. Yeah,
yo, I'm gonna be real.
This shit, and then I'm just gonna pay somebody to be my employee to just sit next to me.
No.
Yes. Oh, they getting an episodic fee, bitch. $100. Just come in and talk with me about sucking dick.
Oh, wow.
And I'm keeping everything. I'm sorry. I'm keeping everything.
Damn. If Mandy died, what would?
Bro, can you stop?
If I died.
Anyway, like, bitch.
Do you ever wonder what people would think about you if you died? Like, I do too.
Bitch, I'm a legend.
Like, I feel like niggas would release my.
They playing. That song from Drake. If I die, I'm a legend. I forgot how
I feel
it
like
goes.
I'm gonna be the most emotional at the funeral, and people either gonna think I'm phony or think I loved Mandy more than I acted like.
I think it's the second one.
When I tell you the way my knee, it just, oh.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks
for listening.
We're gonna leave you off with a 5-minute bonus clip from our Patreon episode, and this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye. I didn't say bye.
Bye.
Yeah, ho. Here's what I think happened to you. By the way, turn down the gain on your mic.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, I was just really loud there. Sorry.
No.
No, it's not the gain, bitch. I was really yelling.
I think
I wondered this the other day.
Fuck them.
Because I was like, huh. I was like, well, one, I think there's two things, right? I don't think anyone really, like, I really don't believe people want you to have a bad relationship. I don't really believe that. No, I don't think they want that. I think they like tea. And I think stories are juicier when you have...
When I'm fucking single NBA players? No.
Yes, that's tea to people. Or, furthermore, this is me being double advocate because, I mean, for the sake of it. Or it could be because they're used to a certain dynamic on this show. And that dynamic has changed. And so now they don't know how to feel about the character that they've known and grown to.
The character? Bitch, that's the thing. This ain't no scripted show, ho.
No.
This is a lie.
You understand.
We put out the character. Life.
For example, you were like, oh, I wasn't really happy with these relationships. But then Mandy, as in their head, how they know her, is like, fuck these niggas, I'm going to do this X, Y, Z. That is a character. My emo ho shit is a character too.
Nah, that's you.
I'm sensitive, but it's a character in the eyes of, like, if you had to describe yourself as like a podcaster, Weezy as a podcaster, who is she on the show? Bitch, just let me get in my narrative brain right now because I've been writing all night. But basically, all I'm saying is I think people don't know what to do with the switch up of how they fell in love with Mandy. And because they don't know what to do, they either put that on this nigga. And the other thing, when you're going through something, and a lot of our listeners are single, when you're going through something and you want to feel relatability, it's not easy when someone's like, well, my shit is good. Because if we start talking about how, girl, you know, it'd be so frustrating when you ain't got money to do da 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 da, I wouldn't know because I have mad money. That's how it comes off when someone's like, damn, I haven't been able to find a date. I've been stuck in the house during the pandemic. Well, I wouldn't know because I'm getting good ass fucking
dick. You want to know my thoughts on that? And I think that, I think it's a topic for us to have, especially because we do have a lot of male listeners. But to be fair, I think that not only is it outdated, but it's so mundane. And all you hear is women talk about how niggas ain't shit. And I think it's an easy thing to do. But I think at the same time, just with the generation and how we do advocate for communication and valuing yourself and not settling, I enjoy the perspective of me really finding someone that doesn't make me feel like the whole male species ain't shit. Like, because
no, I think it's definitely hopeful, but
yeah, but I think a lot of
there is something to be said, Mandy, that you've been dating someone for 1 year. You found one person in 30 years of your life out of 100 niggas you've been dating.
I mean, yeah, it is.
So niggas aren't shit, Mandy.
Well,
I love telling my nigga he ain't
well,
shit.
To be very fair,
too, I tell him when we're in love.
Well, to be very fair, too, there's something to say, too. I feel like I have been able to maintain some of my, I would say, friendships. And so the way in which I start, continue, and maintain my relationships with men, I've noticed also matter. Like, I still talk to the nigga who got me this MacBook that we recording on right now. I still talk to the nigga that had me on payroll.
Okay.
The nigga that had me on payroll, that's a whole nother conversation anyways. But there's still where I thought certain, like, so many people that I did value and speak about on this show, bitch, I ain't talked to in the last year.
Well, there's an interesting thing about sisterhood and feminism, which just show whether you call yourself a feminist or not, is we all really bond on
trauma. And that's the problem too.
It's not that it's the problem more than it's what we perpetuated the last 4 years.
And so what you're saying is exactly where I was going.
I don't feel like people aren't used to it.
I also don't feel like it's healthy for us now. Like, cool, bitch, when we started this podcast, we was 25, 26 years old. We're now 30. We are in different spaces in our life, but I feel like it's counterproductive to still spew out the narrative of us having to trauma bond over the fact that we allow ourselves to be mistreated by men when we don't have to put up with that.
I don't know. I think men ghost women. Men are evil to women.
They are.
I don't know if women.
I'm not talking about them niggas. I'm talking about the ones that are vile that we know and we stay with them.
You know what's funny? I was on the couch and I was doing something with this week's YouTube, like either trying to make sure it popped up right. I've just been trying my best because I've been learning a lot about YouTube and algorithms and like also knowing how people get paid now. And so like even with our thumbnails and like just becoming like obsessive over learning that process. So I posted up on the TV and one of the first things I said is niggas ain't shit. And old man's in the kitchen talking about, bitch, I am washing your dishes right now. What do you mean niggas ain't shit? I'm like, you ain't. You ain't. Good for you. You wash some dishes. I'm telling you, dog. When I hear about his stories and his hallways, I be like, bro, you don't get over that life. You don't just stop. You just don't. I'm sorry. You aren't shit. You're a nice man to me now, but one day you won't be shit because you've done it already. For example, if you suck a lot of dicks and you love having a dick in your mouth, right? And you just full on cold turkey dicks in your mouth, you might be okay, but one day you'll go back to putting that dick right in. That is what ain't shit niggas are to
you. You ain't shit. You ain't shit for what you just said, actually.
That's fine. And whatever.